This is the Super Sports Schools Podcast, bringing you stories of our future stars, powered by Spur Steak Ranchers.
1, 2, 3, go!
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Super Sports Schools podcast brought to you by Spur. I'm Alex White. Today's show is going to be a little bit different. Here at Super Sports Schools, we're hard at work putting together the class of 2024 for you to enjoy in mid-December. While working on the show, I've had a bit of a thought. Paul Roos, they had an incredible rugby season this year. In fact, they went unbeaten. We all know that Paul Roos is a powerhouse when it comes to school rugby in South Africa, but the last time they went unbeaten was more than 30 years ago. So while they have managed to maintain a winning streak this year, it's a rarity. Other schools like Great College for rugby and St. Mary's for rowing are seemingly able to put together incredibly long win streaks at will. And so in today's episode, I want to find out how some schools are able to master the art of the streak. Great College is the world's most formidable school rugby side. Backed by years of dominant history and sensational performances, there is little doubt to that claim. In the years between Paul Roos's 2024 unbeaten season and their last one in 1991, Great College had 12 unbeaten seasons. And incredibly, in their nearly 200-year history, they have had 29. They are true masters of building the streak. Of all the unbeaten streaks by rugby schools in South Africa, the top five longest ones belong to Great College. At number five, and most recently from 2017 to 2020, they went unbeaten for 42 matches. But just wait, the number one spot is borderline fiction. For 6 years, between 1985 and 1991, Great College went unbeaten for 90 matches in a row. Only two of those matches ended in a draw. No other rugby school in the country, and perhaps even the world, comes close. So what is it? How has Great College mastered the art of the streak? Since the 1990s, Great College has produced more SA school players than the next two schools combined. But that dominance doesn't translate over to the Springboks. Sure, they have players playing for the box, but the dominance they see at the school's level isn't there at international level. So maybe it's not just the players that allow them to craft these incredible streaks. It simply isn't true that all the country's top rugby players flock to Great College in grade 8. Perhaps more than other schools, but there still is a large degree of luck when it comes to natural rugby talent and the players playing for Great College. So there must be something else there, something deeper that allows them to build these incredible streaks. Spoot Smith is an old boy of Great College, a top rugby commentator and familiar face on Super Sport Schools. He knows the ins and outs of the Grey rugby setup better than most. What is it that makes Great College so successful?
It's a combination of factors, Alex. I think you're right when you say it. There's something special there. Distinctly remember a piece many a year ago when an Australian journalist visited the school on a Friday afternoon when school was out already. And the then headmaster of Great College, Johan Falstead, took him into the reunion hall, Gray's sort of showcase of talent. And the reaction from the journalist was, "Who else is here? I can feel something." You know, but it was only the two of them in the hall. And Johan Falstead famously mentioned to him, "That's the Grey spirit. That is what makes this place so special." So I do think it is something very unique in Bloemfontein. I'm not saying it's not present at other schools, especially boys' schools. You know, there is just something special about South African boys' schools and the game of rugby. Is there something more special at Great College maybe than at other schools? Well, obviously, because the results sort of speak for themselves. And I do think some of the boys then find it difficult to transition into the professional game. You mentioned it. The gap significantly closes when it comes to senior rugby. I think Paul Roos Gymnasium has got more Springboks than Grey College. In fact, I know that. Although a lot of them were sort of pre-World War One and Two for Paul Roos, and Grey definitely has the most since isolation or since coming back into international sport. But yes, the gap significantly closes. So I think I must take you to go spend some time at Grey College in Bloemfontein, spend a weekend there, see what it's about. I know you were there earlier this year when it was the big Grey Derby, Grey College against Grey High. Yes, there's something in the air. There's something in Bloem, and there's something very, very special at Grey College. I think most of our viewers know I was fortunate enough to attend the school. It's a special place.
Bringing you the sport you care about the most, this is the Super Sport Schools Podcast. You might call it living your best life, but we call it Spur Cheeseburger Mondays. Because for only $84.90, Mondays become legendary when you can choose between 100% pure beef, succulent chicken, delicious soya, or tender rib cheeseburger, all served with Spur-style crispy onion rings and golden chips. So, when life gives you Mondays, enjoy a Spur cheeseburger. T's and C's apply. Spur, people with a taste for life. Bringing you the sport you care about the most, this is the Super Sport Schools Podcast.
I think Grey College almost has an aura about them. They are so used to winning, and other teams that face them are kind of expecting to lose, which means they lack belief and it becomes incredibly difficult for them to triumph, even if they could or should. But Grey College isn't the only South African school sports side racking up incredible streaks.
St. Mary's Waverley has a remarkable rowing record. 24 of their girls have represented South Africa in the last 20 years. They've won the SA Schools boat race in Port Alfred 16 times out of a possible 22, including the last 9. This year, they will be going for their 10th win in a row. Caitlin Dace is the school's head of rowing.
There's something special about boat race. There's something special about going down to Port Alfred, on the Kawi, on the river. There's so many different nuances that we look at that are able to bring together a team. So you look at just the river, for example. You don't know what you're going to get. You might get incoming tide, headwind, outgoing tide, tailwind. So some years you're looking at a 25-minute race. Some years you're looking at a 10-minute race. So it's the preparation and the planning that goes into those experiences. And I think at St. Mary's we've got this legacy of performance, and it's across the board around the school. We look at most of the sports around St. Mary's are strong, competitive individuals. And within the rowing, we create an environment where girls want to push themselves and be better than what they were last month. So there's a lot of different elements that come together to create that success. But I think for me, the biggest thing is we cannot rely on what we've done before. It doesn't just happen. And I think every single girl knows that. They come into this environment going, great, new year, new stance, new environment, new process. And how are we going to do everything in our power to be the best we can be? And if we can achieve that, then the result either will take care of itself or we don't. And we come back next year better, stronger, faster. And that's really the focus that we've got, because it is a special event, a special place.
Both Grey College and St. Mary's have something special about them. And when sides like them constantly do so well, there is pressure on the next crop of players to maintain that excellence.
I think that's key to any brilliant schoolboy side, rugby side, sports side, is limiting the damage when it does occur. There's an extraordinary amount of pressure on the Grey College first rugby side, year in, year out. And you might expect when something goes wrong that it might just slide and, you know, lose 6, 7, 8 games a season. It's been almost 30 years since that's last happened to a great college rugby side, where they've gone and lost 5 or 6 or 7 games in a season. Yes, there's been better seasons and there's been poorer seasons, but you'll go a long way back in their history to find a side who's lost more than they've won. You know, that sort of thing. So I think that limiting the damage and being able to fix things on the go also makes them, you know, a quality outfit and a quality rugby program.
Both teams manage pressure excellently and build on the achievements of those who've come before them. Even though the athletes themselves change from year to year, there is tradition that ensures the standard of excellence and identity within the team is maintained. For St. Mary's, it's all about doing the basics right.
So St. Mary's have a tradition of naming all boats after Greek gods. So we thought, we're better than Mount Olympus, the house of all these, the house or the mountain of all of these Greek gods. So our boat is called Olympus. So we get in there. The girls have little nicknames, which obviously I don't agree with. They're all called Olympus. And our process is we start off the boat race campaign cleaning the boat. We take it from Karting Champs, and we scrub wheels, we scrub washers, the rails, we replace shoes. We really set up the boat for this campaign going forward for the next 4 weeks. And once we've done that, then we can start looking, okay, where do we need to go? What do we need to do? And that's where a whole new fresh start is important. That, yes, you can learn and grow on what you've done in the past, but you do need a fresh start. New people mean different challenges. New people mean different rowing styles. New people mean new lessons that we need to learn. And there's certain things that you know from a boat race setup. You need to be strong. You need to be able to counter the waves and the wind. And if you can't do that, you're definitely not going to be performing. So there are certain things that we'll look at. But from a rituals perspective, besides cleaning the boat and doing the small things right, it's a new start every single year. And it's important for me, it's very, very important to have that fresh start. It's also, I'm a big believer in the group as opposed to the individuals. So we'll have a boat race squad. So within the squad, we've got the 4 athletes that'll be in the quad. We've got a reserve and we've got a cox. And when the 6 girls and myself, and if I have a manager, then if we can work together as a unit, the results will take care of themselves. And that's really, we don't have a necklace or we don't have the special socks like a lot of the schools do. But for me, the rituals are doing the small things right.
Talking about the group over the individual, because that's something you can control. You can control the group. The individuals are sort of who you get when they join the school in grade 8. And the luck of the draw is whether 1 year you'll have some super talented individuals, some year you'll have more driven, some there'll be slightly less. It will vary over time. But what I think is a testament to how well St. Mary's manages the group is that for 9 years, you've consistently come first at boat race. So talk to me a little bit more about the group and what makes it such a powerful force to be reckoned with.
Every year we have old girls that want to come back. And when we're training, if you're training alone, you can't be successful. You have to train with people. So we'll train, we'll make our quad slower, and we'll train with old girls that come back. So this year we'll try and get some of the old girls that went across to Worlds sitting and being competitive and bringing back their experience into the current crew. And when we've achieved those unifying experiences, we can step into the next stage. And you look at some of the years we've had girls repeating boat race for the last 3 years. So Danny Price Hughes came in under 16 and raced for 3 years. So you can build a little bit of consistency around that. Nicole Ledley is back for a second year in a row now. You can build a little bit of consistency around that. So there's a little bit of help from the year-on-year shifts, but bringing old girls back into the environment is hugely significant, just to create a little bit of understanding of what it actually takes to push themselves.
Bringing you the sport you care about the most, this is the Super Sports Schools Podcast. You might call it living your best life, but we call it
Spur Cheeseburger Mondays. Because for only $84.90, Mondays become legendary when you can choose between 100% pure beef, succulent chicken, delicious soya, or tender rib cheeseburger, all served with Spur-style crispy onion rings and golden chips. So, when life gives you Mondays, enjoy a Spur cheeseburger. T's and C's apply. Spur, people with a taste for life.
Bringing you the sport you care about the most, this is the Super Sports Schools Podcast.
While St. Mary's keeps the tradition to an effective minimum, there is slightly more at play at Grey College, especially when it comes to their field and change rooms.
Very interesting story. One of the Springboks on Grey College's coaching staff these days stood outside the first team change room when he started and said he's not sure if he's allowed to enter because he never played for the first side of Grey College. He was obviously quickly invited in, being on the coaching staff. And it's a sacred place. The Grey College main field hasn't seen a lot of development over the years. Outwardly still very, very much the same field than it was 30, 40 years ago. Same grandstand. Same hoenderstalasies on the far side. Now the Afrikaans people will know what that is. That's just your normal steel pavilions where the two schools will sit. There's been a bit of development sort of at their deck area and maybe some future developments to come. But the first team change room is still in the old pavilion right on halfway. You go down a few steps to enter it. It's a work of art. Every position above it will have the Springboks that have played in that position, a little plaque where the players will see what has gone before. And I think that's one of the secrets. You always look for those answers. We speak about the Grey spirit, but it's about what has gone before for a lot of those boys. If you're playing at outside centre, you'll see the name of Althot Miller. If you're playing at hooker, you'll see the name of Bismarck Duplessis, Adrian Strauss. If you're playing at eighth man, you'll see the legend Mornay Duplessis' name there. And I think that helps. Tian Liebenberg is another one. He's currently on the coaching staff. You'll be another number two. So a hooker at Grey College, he's got something to live up to.
It's not just the Grey spirit. Obviously, that's a big part of it, but it's also got fantastic conditioning, coaches. It's taken very seriously. So actually, getting the boys, training them, all of that. Talk to me a bit about that.
I think Grey College, another gap that has considerably closed was, I think Grey College was the first school really to invest into the idea of condition in South Africa. Late 90s, early 2000s, they were the sort of front runner for schoolboy rugby sides to be really well conditioned. Almost like a Manchester United of old. That last 10, 15 minutes tended to belong to Grey College when conditioning really came into play and strength and fitness came into the game. All schools are very professional these days. They share the same sort of facilities. They now share the same philosophies, same training regimes. So the gap is considerably closed, as we can see. In 2024, Grey College lost twice. One of them was to Jeppe, which people would never have foreseen a couple of years ago. Will they be unbeaten in 2025? Well, most probably not. It's getting more and more difficult in South African schools rugby to stay unbeaten through a season. Although Grey College has done that 29 times since 1930. Testament to sort of what we are speaking about, that always find a way, whether it's the Grey spirit, whether it's coaching, conditioning, identification of talent these days, whether it's that. Structure, solid. Solid coaching throughout the age groups, that's very, very important. Good talent identification. Bobby Joubert, the director of rugby, he's got the trust of his coaches. They share his plan, they share his philosophy. Yanni Geldenhuis, the first team coach, a man who's come through the system. He's coached Grey's under 16s. And I think that's another secret, and maybe not such a well-known secret. If you look across South African schoolboy rugby, you would find professional coaches at a lot of the schools. Grey College tend to have their head coach of their first side being a teacher. a man who still teaches class during the week, a man who still has the respect of the schoolboys in a school environment as well. Yes, their assistant coaches come in and they are pros. I mean, you've got the likes of Tian Liebenberg, Vian de Pria, Bobby Joubert, you know, you name them. There's quality coaches. But Yannis Selden has teachers, and he's the head coach of Grey College's first side. Bobby Joubert is their director of rugby, but you'll find him in the week teaching 7 or 8 periods of PT, be it whatever. He's involved still in the school. And I think that's one of their secrets. It's not to the detriment of their rugby program. I think it's to the advantage of their program.
So there's that that age-old saying in rowing, miles make champions. And the more miles you can do together as a group, the better you'll be. So the more miles we can do, the better we'll be as a team and as individuals.
Great. Then just to end off, what do you think it will take to continue the streak into the future, even if the streak gets interrupted, to continue the complete dominance that St. Mary's has enjoyed over boat race in the 22 years that there have been girls boat races winning 16?
Eat the elephant slowly. Control the controllables. Do the small things right.
So where do we go from here? How do some schools achieve remarkable streaks? It's a combination of factors. Drawing in good talent, fostering that talent, innovating and preparing. But it's also about those who have gone before, who have laid the groundwork and raised the bar. It's about the history, the tradition, and dare I say, the magic. How all that comes together and results in the streaks of Grey College and St. Mary's is unique to each school. But one thing is for sure, it makes these schools really hard to beat.
And you might expect when something goes wrong that it might just slide and, you know, lose 6, 7, 8 games a season. It's been almost 30 years since that's last happened to a Grey College rugby side. Perfect? Never. There isn't something like perfect in sport. As close to it as you've seen in the world of school sport, probably. Sustainable, very. It's proven that. So, under pressure in 2025, yes. Will they find a way? Most certainly they will. I can assure you that. Will they be unbeaten? Nobody knows. Will they lose 7 or 8 matches? Never.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Super Sports Schools podcast brought to you by Spur. I know it was a slightly different episode, and next week's episode, Sunday at 6 p.m, is also going to be a bit different. It's our second year anniversary. We're celebrating 2 years of the Super Sports Schools podcast on air. Tim and I sit down to chat about some of our favorite moments from the past 2 years, so make sure you don't miss that. I'll see you then, but for now, bye-bye.